I have one. Maybe I have a total of four in Beis Hamikdash. That's all I have. Okay, so we may begin. We had the Dak and Moshe that we spoke about earlier in Kuf Ayin Zayin at the end of Sivkot and Dalet. Let's begin, Rav Moshe. Let's begin. So over here, he quotes seems to be a machlokas. The Nagos Oshri, Sivim Mem Aleph, he's not considered to be a Gazlan. Why? He doesn't want to steal. He's trying to make it better for his Malveh. The Malveh should be able to collect more money, more Revach. Okay? Against Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says no. Also the Shanos, and more than that, he says he's Mishana Li'atzmi, Kona Kol Li'atzmi, the Kanina B'Shinu K'Gazlan, and presumably in that kind of a situation, you cannot give any Revach to the Nosein, because the Gazlan only pays the Shas Exelim. Anything more than that would be considered to be prohibited. That's how we ended the Shia yesterday, last night. The Dark Moshe, Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin, at the end of Sivkotin Dalet. Okay? Machlekes. So, Pasha Fer, we pass like Agos Oshri. That's where he is being Mishana in order to create profit for the Nos and Amos. He means for his betterment, not to, he doesn't want to hurt him. He wants to help him. What will happen if he takes it out, what we call litzorko, for his own personal use, for his own use? One could argue, in such a case, you could not apply that svar. He's taking it out for his own use. So then, apparently, that goes such a svar may not apply. The problem, of course, becomes why? Say that even in a situation where he's taking it for his own use, go deep down into his thought process. Why is he doing this? You know why he's doing this. He's only, it's a shtick based on a comic of base. He's doing it in order to be able to give the revach, if you will, to the nos and hamos. Because by the fact that you change, litzorko, okay, it's called litzorko, you chayev and you give revach to your friend, kidin. That's exactly what the Tshuvas Maimon he said. Of course, we understand very well. Rabbeinu Yeruchim just argues in the Tshuvas Maimon. He doesn't hold the Tshuvas Maimon, but we do pass like the Tshuvas Maimon. What's going on? Even the Ramah is difficult. He puts the Tshuvas Maimon, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Pashtus. They're two different things, two different shitas. It's hard. So we have a Bris Yehuda over here that talks about this. General topic. Okay, and here in Ha'ora Yutes in Perek Lamed Ches. These are lengthy Ha'oras. So each one goes very, very long. This particular Ha'ora fills up 1, 2, 3, 4 plus pages. That's Yutes. And then Yutes, which he sort of sums it up, it's on page Tuf Resh Vav. He says, he quotes from the Shuras Shai Erech Shai is the same person. Erech Lodem Madua Lo Mahani Mashiikne Halove Schor B'Shlichuso Shel Malve Le Tzorko Kemo She Mahani Iska She Tchiloso Milve V'Sofa Pikadum V'Chei Madua Hishmer Amot Hakonazu Shel Ziko Ede Yacher. We mentioned that yesterday already. So he says Lule De Mistapina the Bris Yehuda. The Rabbeinu Baruch in the Shuvas Maimon, Lo Kosot Shetzor Lizaglas Ayde Acher, El Benidon Dide, Sheis Askus Memos Si Ayde Halvo La Akam Beribus. I mean, he's Chomad Moman Harbe. He wants to lend the money to Goyim, and he'll get make a fortune of money. Okay, so there's nothing, there's no schayra. It's just he didn't buy merchandise. He just lent the money out to a guy. Uvamei Yizake Vamei Yiska Amava B'Shudvus Moizik Ayde Acher. The only way I can do it. By taking a sum of money and give it to Reuven on behalf of the Malveh. There's no other choice. Ma'ashenken haramo da'ayet b'konas schora b'yebes einot tzara l'zik l'ayde yacher. What do they mean, why not? When I went to the store and the storekeeper gave me potatoes, which is a schora, I purchased the potatoes on behalf of the nosen amos. I don't need an acher. And if forgive the expression, the storekeeper, he's the yachid, because he's not, you always need three parties, but normally when it comes to this, I lent the money to goyim, there's nothing there, I have to give the money back to the nosim, so I'm party number one, then I find a number two, who's an acher, who's zocher for the nosim amos. Here, for keret, the storekeeper is number one, he has the potatoes, and he gives it to me, I'm the acher, and I'm buying it, not for myself, I'm buying it for him. I can't just take a pen and say, this pen is yours. I need a third party. It works one of two ways. Either someone gives me the pen for you, or I give the pen to someone else for you. Either way, there's another person involved. So in one case, where he's buying potatoes, so then we say when the other guy who sells the potatoes is giving it to him for the nosim, and it's only money he got from a guy, you have to make a cash payment to someone else, you have to find somebody else to pick it up on behalf of the nosim amos. That's what the Rish Yehuda is suggesting over here in He'ara Yutes. That's what he suggests. Okay? That's what he suggests. Again, it's not so simple. Not so simple, because what's the case over here? He says, he gives an example. He says like this. Again, it seems to me, as far as the, we asked the kasha before, when he's motzi for his own tzarcho, I asked the kasha, let's say he's taking it out of tzarcho, but his ultimate purpose is to help out the nosim amos. So look over here. Sif Yud, page Tav Reish Vav. Lo kibul rishus min hanosim. V'hotzi min hamos at tzarcho, yesh omrim, shenase kegazlan al kol ha'isko, v'chol ma sheyiten revach lanosim uribis. That's the first opinion. It says Mashmo Sarama. Mashmo Sarama. And that's like Slim Shah and Rabbeinu Baruch, as he said earlier. Maybe Rabbeinu Yerucham says that way. But the Rajba disagrees. And the Marshal disagrees. Both the Rajba and the Marshal say no. No. They say no. Why not? I looked up the Marshal. It's in Baba Kama Perek Tas Simon Laman. I can give Rebach. You know why? Catch this now. Nichale lebal amos. It's good for the bal amos not to cheat me as a gazlan, so you can get the revach. A gazlan, if I take something against your will, but here I'm happy you're taking it, and I want you to become a gazlan. But if you become a gazlan, I can't get any revach. So I want you not to become a gazlan, right? And it seems to me, the way I said it, not just that the Balamos wants that, but even the Misasek wants that. That's his ultimate purpose over here. Seems to me should be that way, and the Rajba certainly would hold that way. Okay? So therefore there are many Poskim who seem to be against the Ramah. The Marashal is cousin and contemporary, and it seems that the Rajba holds that way. Because the Rashi, let's open up and see one more time the Shulchan Aruch. Kivei quotes the Rashi. You should become a Gazan. Quote this for other Marashi, you never were a Gazan. Kuf Ayin Zayin Sifhei. The Rambam writes, so you shalech, b'kiyad b'kodom, you're a Gazan, and all the money, the Revach has to go to you, and the original Baal Moss can't get a penny. So the Marshal disagrees, as we saw. He never were a Gazlan. Kivyega says, Rashman Tshuva, quoted by Beis Yosef, Rashman Bekamad Avkuv Beis, I guess you can see it, Cholik Azeh. The Avim Sholach Rabbe Miksasa Esek Vesasek Vesharas Vestam Vir Viach, the Rebach Leam Zayin Shom. So you have a lot of Svaris, which seem to go against the Ramah. However, Rabbosai, I saw over here in the Bris Yehuda, in Ha'ara Chaf Tes, he writes as follows: "B'makom shenagu shol lahakpid alkach mestam ahavik yehisnu." That's Ramah says so beferish, right? The last line of the Ramah, footnote Chaf Tes: "V'efsher tebeheter iska didan damin lemakom shenagu umuta lahotzi chelak hamilver." So, Batla Machlekes, Lama Machlekes between the the Rambam on one hand and the Marshal and the Rashba on the other hand. No, our heteresk is always like hisnu, because that's the understanding. I think that's a very good svara. I think it's correct svara, and therefore, after all the back and forth with the Rashba, with the Marshal and the Rambam, it's all going to be good at the end, because it's always like considered the equivalent of hisnu. Okay, fine. Sorry again? We haven't seen the text of Shtar Yisrael yet. I know we only have 3 more days after today, but we're being patient. You will say, I have a whole pile of texts with me. Don't worry about it. Okay. Now, Sif Yud Gimel. Lo in Brisbane, the tough phrase 9. Lo his name ba Ezek Mesuyam. Rashor les Asik b'chol schor ha-shirtze. Uvi ofen ze yesh omrim shemut l'hotzi ha-mbos ha-tzarko. In the shalom ha-mbos b'esek acher o schor ha-cheres. Kishir Maos or Iska. After Chatchila, you call the Arev Maos or Iska Maos, but it's called that commingling. For trustees, it's illegal to commingle. But we are discussing a different situation. After Chatchila, Litan Revach, Mimashin is Asim, we call Esik Shahu. Okay, that's footnote Lamed Gimel. He writes to show who Meshav holds away, the Marasham holds away. Shekain, Hoysa, Takonis, Maram. Shekol nechosim mishubadim leiska. This was takonas mara. This was the nature of the takana. Yeah. What was the lashon of the mara? What's the lashon? What did he say? So we have to look in the Maram's text. Okay, I believe the Maram's text is in the back here. I didn't want to get there yet today, but just to show you, if he has the Maram's text. Yeah, on page Tav Resh Lamed Tes, Shtariska Shetigan Agoyin, Rab Mendel, Rab Avigdors, Ram Avbez, Ram Karako. Okay, and what did he say? Da 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 da. The first line, we accepted money. The first line, basically the Tovas Lechu Yusuf, V'chol Esek Tov U'Schora Tova Shizdam El Yadenu, Bahem Yiyu Ma'osav Kodun L'Ma'osenu. Page Tuf, Reish, Lamates, second line of Rabbi Mendel, Rabbi Vigdus, Shtar. Any good business opportunity that I have a responsibility to invest his money before I invest my money. That's what he says. Wow. So this is great. This is great news. It's Takonis Maram, but then he says, even before Takonis Maram, if he didn't make a different condition, we assume that way. He calls the Mabit, and the Ginas V'Rodim, and the Chokmas Odom, Kuf Mem Beis Tezayin, Malvin the Sochem Gedolim, Shem Estama Sova V'Kibel Anosein, Shul Yitztarach Liyachet Schor Yedua, Ele Shikna Liyemza, Fim Yevsin Choshen Lefi Erech Hamos, Tavi Kilu Hisnu, and it says in Choshen Rishba. And he quotes other Svarim who preceded Rav Mendel. Okay? Fine. Okay. Okay, fine. This is what he goes on and discusses this issue. And that's what we assume halacha lemaisa. Fine. Rabbi Osai, let's open the Gemara. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Two little Gemara, this part of the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. That's where the whole sug of Iska is found, right? Hi, Iska, right? What is it, the Gemara? Palgamil, Papi, God. No. Palgamil, you brought the Mishnah Meshicha, Shabbat Damim. It's the first day. Rabbi says, no. Kulin Iska, you can't drink beer. The amaze. What happens? He dies. According to the first opinion. Nasim, Betaltlin, Eitzel, Bonov. Because it's a regular loan, right? You can't collect it from the installment. Rabbi says no. Lachi karale yiska the ames lo yasim etat leisel bonav. No. Okay. Mefurashu Gemara. How we pass the lacha like Rabbi? Of course. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Lamed Aleph. Misasek shemais. Yesh Eidim Shem Shemos Omatatlan Elohim Bizer Isek Notlon Bal Hamon Belo Shvua. You don't normally say that when it comes to Matata Diyasmi. Not a chance. Not a chance. But over here, the Gemara says so. Yeah, take a look at the Shachnun Zayin. Because of a Mordechai Reish Sadi, the end. Tafilim Yisobim Ktanim Nami Shokil. Wait a minute. How can you take the money and Mekavlim Eidim Aleim? That's the base source of Kash. To be Hanel Devarov. To Evshash in the Skabal Eidis B'chai Aviyem. B'chai Gavna Nifroi Mehen. It says the Choshen Mishpat. Simon Kufches Ad Kan, the Lashon of the Darkei Moshe of the Ramah. Take a look at Rabosai in the Rosh Perek Tes Simon Lamed Zayin. Perek Tes Simon Lamed Zayin. Here we go. Talks about the situation of what you can be morish to your children, what you cannot be morish to your children. He calls it Tosefta. Am I in the right place? I'm finding it. Yeah, the wrong simon. Let me find a Tosefta. Let's look it up in the Tosefta. In the Tosefta, we can certainly find it. Okay? Is Lama Zayin? Yeah, it's a word. I can't find it. There's the Tosefta. Thank you. Hamakabo Sodom Echaveru makes. Thank you. Lo Yomolo, Tein Lono Masha Osa Avinu, Elishamin, Vinostin Lehem, Prinkosav Rambam, Echaman Ashutfim, Omanam Askim Shemes, Botel Ashutfusoa Iska, Afil Hisluzman Kavua, Uchaze Horo Agonim. So once one of the parties dies, it's all over. An agreement is only an agreement as long as the people are alive. As long as they're alive, and since it's called in Choshen Mishpat. The question is, well, what happens? What do you mean? It's automatically batel? Or it can be canceled? So guess what? The Arizal is the Shaila to the Beis Yosef. The Arizal was only in the Kabbalah. Chas v'sholom. We call it Torah Kul. Okay. Meshut Av Kasrochov, written by Yosef Karo. Nishala Beis Yosef Meharizal Bazeh. What's the shal on top? Memshichu Chayorshim Nisasi B'Iska V'Yervichu Kasrova Poskim Shechayov Nitan Revach. Das Arizal Iska B'Tela for Revach Liyorshim. Meaning Heronin Beis. Page Tov Reish Yudal Bris Yudal. And Beis Yosef B'Tshuvaso says, no. Lama Ha'isik Batal Me'elov El Asher Reshus B'Yad Achai Levatel. Abla Memshichu L'Sasek V'Lo Bitel Amal V'Hisko V'Yemen Astam Yorshi Halov V'Mkomo L'Revach U'Lehemsed U'Medam Le Beis Yosef D'Niach L'Maviyem Parashula. Wow. So it's a machlokes to Beis Yosef and the Arizal. Wow. Wow. So, Rabosai, he writes here in the Bris Yehuda, that's in a classic, real iska. Real iska. We have a sort of a bit of a contrived iska, right? Page Tuf, Reish Tezvav, line 2. Ubahavos alzadesk iska. Fokosav to liyabu shematur ho'evan. Shetanai ha'ispashrus botel. Ispashrus is an agreement between two parties. Once one party dies, that gentleman's agreement, if you will, is batel. Even if the Reis Yosef is right, it's not bottled by itself, but that's if they really had Rebach. But the shtick that we pull with the spashus, that's bottle and mavutl as soon as the lover dies, the makabel dies. That's what he says. Okay. So then the guy will say, that's not fair. I'm losing my profit margin. Yeah. So then what? So then what? So if you want, you say, give me my money back. The deal's off, I want my money back. That's what the Beis Yosef said. You can ask for your money back. Right? You can ask your money back. That's all. Interestingly, that he quotes over here from the Maharsham. The Maharsham says that even, not only in a realistic, but even Hetter Rizka Shalanu, they have to continue paying the Revach to the Nosei, if they can mamshu with the Iska. You have to. That's what he quotes from the Maharsham. You don't say that everything's bottle and vut. It's not bottle. Okay, so that's a machlekes gedolei poskim in such a circumstance. Abba b'shut Maharsham, kosav sh'af et risk l'didan, chayov on the shalom and m'shichu b'yisko. What do you mean af? I don't know what does af mean. I think it means even that not just a real iska, but even a heter iska. That's why I answered the word af. Didn't explain it. Good. Now, we go to he'ora samach. Yecholim lahasos al meshach zman iska al zman ploni, ukechlos al zman chayel d'chachzer amos keren im revach labaylim. Samach. Uvishtar iska didan, kotav ha'shalah, was also alive at that time when it was, germinating this whole idea, shetzorach da'achol ha'kvo ha'zman, ubevo ha'zman, tzorach la'asos kinyin chodosh, ki ha'shtar rishnim chal shibudo, lo yachzer lo alove ein kan dovem v'suim shalov yeyochol lo'asos l'shava, lo revachzer lo'av sadati. It's an answer to the armo of a sheker. Okay, ma'chuyevu la'achzlo v'yasim ha'iska chadosha. Oh, I feel in a ma'chzir alo mamish. Rak, halo v'yesh lo tzchorak v'isach shechayim lo, ma'ch no'osu l'malva v'kinyo gomer v'asach shechayim lo, v'rakach no'osu l'malva tzchor azu v'iska chadosha osim v'kinyo chodosh, ta'a chodosh. Ad kan, from the shalo ha'kodosh. Okay. That's what he says. Then he quotes Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, Sipma Malif, Shigi Azman Yichtov Shtar Acher, or Philip Below Shtar Klal, Him Yisratzu Shia, Asek Biyodo, Ad Shona Ochetzia, Al Das Heterovishin. It works. You keep the thing going. You can keep the thing going. And it says, it's the Mshechas. Nothing. It's not with Yosha. It's a new story. New story. So it keeps going. Even though the Zman elapsed, the Iska keeps going. Okay. That's what he's assuming. Let's take a look at the Taz Sifkot and Yudalat, Rabbi Osai. See what the Taz says. Sifkot and Yudalat. Siv Zayin, Hanos and Mos, Achaver, the Machzah, Schash, Nosayim, Sholosh, Veshub Nimlechu, Vasu Kitzur, Benayim, etc. Says the Taz, Pirish, Sheakol Milu, Lo Iska, Havi Rivers, Ktsutso, the Taz Deus, Filochi, Shorid, Ito, La Kitzva, Magilo, Kachal, Chatzia, Revach, Kemish, Mitchila, Boli, Ado, Beheter, Umis Asak, Beholik, Ahashta, Beos, and Amos, Lotzim, Letzoko. Mizel in Lilbo, Mishosim Chaver, Iska Beheter, Azman Ploni, Viacha also Azman, Nisher Amos, Biola Kavarishono, Bliasios Heter, Mechadosh, Shein Hamakabo Yocholoma, Eni Nos and Choreva, Ahazman Alal, Ken the Mitchila, Boyota, Bamos, Beheter, Azman, Vara Nimshal Kamach Azman, the Kavachom, who made Dinja Niska Kansha Sober Fesh Milve. That's what Taz says. It continues as an iska. Says the Pischei Tshuva. caused the Taz. Levushe Srod says, Yeshomim, Sh'ena Mekabel Chayav Litalo, Elim Rotsa Liton, Edbus Ribis. Whoa. Kind of a Svega the Dina, Ben Rotsir Mealove. Tosa Lamafkina Mine. Wow. Vieshlodia La Sofrim. She yifarsh bishtar cho bidias alove. She gamem yaver as mana piron yemechuy litano. Why get about the svekas? Spell it out. Spell it out. Okay. Here in Bris Yehuda footnote Samach Aleph talks about this. Quotes the Taz, and he says that you get the impression that if you didn't write that way, you can still give the Rebbech if you want. Some say, fascinatingly, Levushe Srod, who's quoted here as saying that you're not mechuyav to give him, is only discussing Maharam. What's Maharam? Milve, how's it go? Pikadon, Bachakach, Milve. So we're not going to say that when this, okay, so it's a Pikadon for a certain time, then it turns into a Milve, and then the year is up, it's up. It's up. What do you want to say? If the first year, it took me X number of months to reach that level, and then it became a milva. The year is up. What do you want to do? Should become a milva all over again? Whoa. That's not so pushy. Should go back to it? Excuse me. Should have pikadon all over again? That's not so pushy, unless you said it. Again, it was pikadon until you reached from 100 to 200. Then it became a milva. Now the year is up. Do you want to become a pikadon all over again without spelling it out? That's what the Levushe Srod says. Can't be. I'm reading for you. He quotes an Imre Yesh. Calls another behetta is Kashal Maram. Pikadon Machach Milve. Came when she saw the etu, when she misasim at Kufa Rishonim. But tonight Pikadon Bakulo. Acha Pikadon Evag Lemilve. Right? Efshe the Afla Das Ataz. Eino Nasa Achakach Shu Pikadon. Liyacha Shigiyaz Mal. And maybe that's what the Levushe Srod is talking about. So it's no machlokes. That's a suggestion over here on page Tav Reish Yud Ches Hina Ara Samach Aleph. But it's interesting that the Taz goes on in Sifkot and Lam and Aleph with two shilos. This is a rarity in the Taz. Okay, Shalom. Hamakabel is gemechavera eze sachmom and al zman. V'yachas man apiron is agav hamakabel at slow as amos. Okay. Etc. It keeps on going. Just bring Rias and Shela Rishona keeps on going. Okay, fine. Where do you find this? So he brings a bunch of Rias. Let's open up to the Gemara. Samach Tes Amun Aleph at the bottom. That's where it's coming from. Samach Tes Amun Aleph at the bottom. What does the Gemara say? Kentor a papa, omale man plag loch. What does that mean? So earlier it says, listen carefully, there were two kusoy. They made iska bali adodi. One split it without telling the other one about it. So what do you do it? Zuzi command the pligi dummy. Rashi, mikan ve'elech. One second. first wide line, the Gemara. Mikan ve'elech, noto machta shalo, v'chatzim machta shal chaveiro. It says Rashi, yitol ha-makabel machta sholem b'li b'shul chelko, shri'chetze shalo ein. Machta shil chaveiro, you take a half of that too, because the time was up. Ma'am plagach les Rashi, mi shamo so shem alo nishomus yofeh. And therefore, you just can't make unilateral judgments and statements, and you can't do that. You can't do things unilaterally. So therefore, the assumption is that things continue. Take a look at that Kufayim and Alf, where that sugya continues about Iska. Okay? So, what does the Gemara say? Haimad the Kabbal Iska min Chavi Yuposim Torach Omalye V'lo Ode Lo Matzi Omalye Rashi. You did it for me, for the Nosir Amos. You want to be called a Mafsid Iski. And this is quoted Halacha Rabbi Osayim in the Shulchan Aruch. Here in Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Chaf Gimel. Take a quick look. Kuf Ayin Zayin. Here at Sif Chav Gimel, that's what Tatsa is going on. Hanos and Behemel of Chaver Biska Basonos Chavat Tabat Shmonos Achodesh Pdachas and Vabocho Tovus Azman Kolechad Ma'akeh Be'al Chaver can't black out. Pavlodas Bekom Shenoko Lechalka Miyad Cholkem Mamong Shem Ben Gadlem and Makabel Pdachas Shloshim Yom Vegas Chamishim Atzi Gemara Misham Ve'elech No Tel Chatzi Hashemach Vechatzi Mischak Hasheni etc. 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 The Mamarani. It's one of those notes that you transfer. Kibala chosim alav arba meir zuhuvim keren b'iska. V'lo says revach lemotzi ashtar min iska nal meir zuhuvim. Okay. 400. I'll give you a profit 100. Zman Piron, Karen Verevach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Sure. Uvim Yim Shocha Piron, I feel the Mitzaso. Kibal Achosam, Allah Me'achshav, Lis Asik, but also Sach, Sheyaakev, Etzla Batoras, Esek Anal, Plus Revach, Lafi Erech, Erevach Anal. Vachakach, that's what it says. Him Shocha Piron, Ezer Zman, Ubo Hanosin, Vyoma, Shitna, Revachim, and Aravachim. Compounded interest. Revachim, and Aravachim. Dainu, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan Nasa Chomesh Meos Uvim Keren, Pinla Revochim Gamin Amez Uvim, Madinim Olav, very good Shaila. Right? We made a deal, gave you 400, I expected you'd be 500 by a certain day, you didn't do it, and now you kept it another period of time, must you give prorated from 400 or 500? Fascinating question, no? What's the task? Ava Shaila Shnia, Tzirushalmi, the book of Yosef quotes it over here. It says it's Mem Beis Dibur Maskil Hano. Let's take a look in that book of Yosef. Mem Beis Hano. See it inside. On both sides, Mem Beis, what does it translate for us? Nugamaris. It's page Kuf Yud Aleph. Hano Trig is so Paul Eliatso. Zuzay command the pligi dam kevan the lot sarach bushuma. Money is required an estimate. We know what money is. Elo shenyach elo shenatal hilchav motzi lemaflik binav sheiv leshkal machza. You have a right to split it yourself. Lo dam is a shudvus achad the boy shuma. As we saw, that's Yerushalmi barnash the yoav kuf dinrim lechavre. Everyone see the place? It's very important. Hano big bold letters. In my print, it's now the top of column 2, Pesh Kuf Yud Aleph. In the old print, it's Mem Amud Beis, apparently. V'avachu Eshim Dinrin. I gave you 100 and made a profit of 20. Shokol Ligar Meyu Dinrin. I took for myself 10. Okay? I'm a partner, 50-50. V'idach is Avdan Ilun Karen. The other 10 are incorporated into the Karen. Right? That's what the Yerushalmi says. The others are incorporated into the Karen. Right? Let's go on further. Brom Barnash Lo Avdin Kane Naspin Viyavin Lvasov Inun Palginon. That's the Aramaic of the Rishalmi. Then the Migo says Shaf Al Pi Shadin Kane Shimbol Achel Karevach Cholek Einem Nogin Kane El Nosim Venosim Ven Cholk and the Revach Adam Vasov Avim Bol Achel Cholek. But the minig was to keep it going. The Taz quotes this view with Shalmi. Let's read it again inside in the Taz. Quotes with Shalmi. Mukyosa quotes it. Hanachek Lusor, Davidiski Madodi. Mizel Shono, Zuzi, command the plea, Damikam, Lot Sarah Shuma, Nailu, Elishinik, Elishinot, Hilkach Motzi, and Lifting Me Navshe. Uli Mishkul Mechsa Bishalo, Mechazi Mechsa Shalavero. Flo Dava, the Shuma Sakhair, the boy Shuma. Hi, the Gorse, with Shalmi, by Nashtia, Mea Dinrin, the Kavi, Ravache Esrim, Dinrin. Shaka, the guy may have saw it, didn't read the Chazad of Alai Keren. Brought by Nashto Avdin came, Nasmin Vyavin, the Vasov Inan Palgin, Shafa Pisha Din came, Shibalacha Kareva Cholek, Ain Nogan Kane, the Nosim Venosim, the Ain Cholk and Reva Ada Vasov. End quote, we saw it now twice. Harel Fanecha, the Yesh Al Hareva Shame Keren. That's to correct the text. Vizeva Klos as Manchaliska. Came after Beis Yosef Shiva Yisrim and Kuf Ayin Zayin. Shem Tamidi Rasha Minig Zeh. She'en the Mekabel Likach Revach Min HaRevach. Fuhuska Hashem Shekibel Amos Zman. Yinu Lefaneinu Yinu Nechitul Anosin Revach Min HaRevach. Zucha Befesh Minusach Hashtar. Shem Ayom Mekabel Olav Lisasik B'ma Sheyimuka Biyodo. Afilu Mikzitz Min HaPiron. Ukfor Yisku Shem Piron Hein Al HaKaren Hein Al HaRevach. Val Zeh Omar. Shemashia Muka via Batars Iska Biyado. You're a borrower. The Bechai Gav, the Lekam, and Hoga, the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi, look, Omer, Elbem Makabosh, Ainbo Tanai Mefurish, Mosa Yachla Viachshav Revach Lekaran. Shaken Benosin Kavan Shiskin Beferish, and Nechshav Esa Kodosh Biyado. Kavan Shakosa Beferish. I feel the mixman up here on. It all depends on what the deal was. It all depends on what the deal was. So. The Taz is just saying, every case you figure out what the deal was. Huh? The minute you shama is no time of furish when you're going to split it. Okay? And he says over there that the revach is like keren, and you will take revach from the revach, machzah and a machzah, as he calls it. Fine? That's what he says. Now what happens in the following situation? It's Shulchan Aruch Sif Chof. Everyone says Sif Chof. Get to the end of the Maramakoma, Shri Rebose. I have a little more in my scroll, if you're interested in looking at it. You know, aside from the Achronim, maybe we'll add to it tomorrow. But I'll leave it on my table. Sifchav. Hamas Asek b'shel chaveira v'nosim lo revach b'chol shona ulebesov toin shlo hayasham revach. What do you give it for? Not. What do you give it for? There was no revach. Ain't no neman. Wait, ridiculous. He said it was profit. All of a sudden, he said it was no profit. That's ridiculous. Can't be. Okay. Comes along the Bris Yehuda. Not so simple. He could sit in Ha'ara Ayin Dal, the last piece. Ain on Emma. He quotes that. This is again in comment number Ayin Dal. He quotes Rabosai. Listen carefully. He quotes like this. That's true in a real in Iska. He quotes Shut Beis Yitzchak. Page Tav Reshchav. Iska Mamash. You're not required this as a real Revach. So you're not believed to say there's no Revach. Aber beheter Iska Shenosin Tzchum Kosov. Ein b'nesinoso hodoh sh'raviach. Of course not. You just gave the predetermined amount. V'lchein yochol liton l'lishava sh'lo raviach. I gave it to you because that was just what it said in the contract. At the end of the day, no. I can swear that there was no revach. You call him Masik, the Mesimus, the Reaposki, Mashma, and the Chalik Pekach. No. Can't do it. You can't do it. Fine. Good, Rabosai. Fine. So getting back to some of the shtaros, since we have rescued a few copies, so the first document we saw was the Rav Mendel, Rav Avigdor's. Okay? What's that? You have to buy any good schor from the money that you have for him. Okay? And it's considered to be a pikodin. But you make a condition, Rabbi Osai, if he needs a sarchenu, will not be shtogeh b'gadon, as the Rama said. When biyach yale reva chanal to a certain amount, from that moment, it'll be a kama halva. A halva. Then it says, no one's believed, even shua chamura. Right? You need two edim ksherim. Didn't say Rav Shatz. That part never made it into these stories. That was a little too much. It was the last line on page Tarlat. And if the edim come and say it was a loss, then it's a different story. But it's rarely to happen. That's his style. Next page, Tarav is a Ginas Varod. He took advantage of the Sugan Baba Kamakov base. You know what? What are we going to do? Yishma Ruven Moshe Iska Latachas Akarka. And Yavel tonight said, "Me'atach Mishiach Shem Mitzchay Ruven Bechol Achrayes V'Nezek Shiru Be'Edin Ezek Chas V'Shalom." Okay, and then it says, if it comes up to that Mount Matova Manoim, if there be more belongs to Ruven, there's a Misasik. If there be less, no. So Ruven accepts Shvua Chamura Al Data of our Son Shal Shimon Shlor Viach. So the difference between the Gedolim over here is how do you take care of the Keren? The Rav Mendel Avigdor took care of the Keren, you need Eidim. And the Gidon Sfarad took care of the Keren by saying you make a change. Automatically Chayav in Keren no matter what. Those are the two original sources. Then this is in page Tav Freshman. Then he has over here Chayod Chok Masodam, page Tav Resh Mem Aleph. Okay? I'm going to read a few again. Starts off, you know, like Rav Mendel's, I have to buy good stuff, I have to buy it, Hein Kodmel LeMaosai, that came from Rav Mendel's text, okay? Half is half and half is, you know, this, he finally has a case of Chatzi Milveh V'Chatzi Pikado, that's found over here in the Gina Tzvanim also had that, not like Rav Mendel, but the Gina Tzvanim had his idea of Shinun. He has the same as Rav Mendel in so far as the reliability is concerned. You have to have a little schar tircha, fine. And in Amana Slomash Lifsadati, Bibayz Adam Ksherim, Bin Amana Mukzakam the Ksherim, Revach, Taka Shua Chamura. Oh, Ubeferish Husna Shagasher, Eretzalita Lemokas, to this guy, Revach Echad Vechetzi Lemea Lechal Chodesh. Hey, 1.5%. Per month? What's that, 18% a year? It's pretty high, no? 1.5 per month. That's not bad. That's what he says. B'chayonim. As I av sharviach harbe, ein lebal ashtar leshem shvua, ke amos ashach li levat. B'chol din, toras namonis lebal ashtar, af yachas man piron, b'chol chodesh v'chodesh. Right? Every rosh chodesh, you have to, it comes to an end. And therefore, if he didn't swear in Erev Rosh Chodesh, so the guy's guaranteed all the profits, he didn't bring Eidim, the guy's guaranteed all the Keren. That's the Chokhmah Sodom's, to give the expression, that's his Chokhmah. Okay? That's what he says. If you will not swear every month, Shelo Odia Lo Azai Shtika Koda Shereva Kana. Shtika's Koda. That's what it says. Fine. Then he has the Kitta Shulchan Aruch, who left out Tzchar Tircha. We spoke about that earlier. Why not sell the Shardaya? Not going to that right now. Okay. Now it's interesting, the Sma. Does everyone have a Sma? Sma in the back of the Shulchan Aruch? Could you say Sma? Tzara and Aruka. Start the Derech Aruka at the beginning. He gives you the shtick. Muta Aleph. Basically, ready. Muta La'odam Lama Lachaver Helecha Me'ezuvim Be'iska Palga Baga Palga Behefse. Vim Toma Shem Sada Olo Ifrakta V'mos As Tishavo Lishvua Chamura Kidin Shvua Sashutvim V'tzor Lilzcha Tocha V'amalo Yimil Kol Shul Sagi. It's enough. So he has over here, Rabbi Osai, this is only a Shvua. not the way Rav Mendel had it. We had the Edim and the Shvua. Edim on the Keren and Shvua on the Revach. If you look at the historical development in Perek Mem, Heora Aleph, then Rav Mendel, Rav Avigdor, Abezin Ram Kraka. Okay, it's called Maram, and it's printed in Nachla Shiva, Simon Mem, and the smell is Maskin. Okay? Derech Haruka Os Aleph. When did this happen? Haskomat Roshi Yeshivas Shisasa Be Yirid Gramitz Bishnas Hey Shin Samach Zayin 1607. Kanira Nidvarov Hiskima Lubasov Kama Levush in Osavzeh. The Levush was screaming. You can't expect to have Edim to testify both on the Keren and the Revach. That's what we saw last week. The Levush was objecting so strenuously. Once Rav Mendel Avigdor changed it, and he said, Edim for the Keren and Shvua for the Revach, the Levush apparently was assuaged, and he was masking to it. I brought the Levush here. I have a Levush. I look inside and see what it says. That's what it says. Okay. Who else seemed to agree with this? He finds Mogen Avraham and the Chalkos Mechalkek. We know them from their Perush of an Evadeh, and Arachayim, and Evadeh respect. What do they know about Ribbons? What do they know? 10 billion times more than we know. So there's a Gedolei Olam. Okay? Fine. Except they changed the Maram and made Palga Milva Palga Pigodom, which we already saw the Taz had that in his day. So that's why that Prat they changed. But as far as the idea of the reliability, the testimony which is needed to get off the Karen of the Rebbe, this seems to have stayed. Seems to have stayed. Fine. The Sma thing is such a great idea. Well, not completely clear. After he goes from Aleph all the way to Chav Beis, he writes over here, a Lushan, at the end, he says, Af al pi shekol, end of the first paragraph of Chav Beis, Af al pi shekol elu advarim tumuin, not completely what kol means, v'nirin ka'aroma, Mikomakom to Sarach Shah and Laosum can elite and Michya Libnei Bris. Of course, the question becomes, what's he going on? Maybe all goes on that last piece in Chavez, not on Aleph through Yud, which I used to see. That's the core heteros that we have nowadays. Maybe it's not going on Aleph through. That's considered to be only B'diyevan Michal Libris. That's even the Chatchila. It's not completely clear. The Ginas Ronim, who introduced his own thing, was only did it B'Shas Avchak. He was worried about Harama. And some say it's even Ribis Kitsutsa. It's all a fraud. Nope. So what's the bottom line of the Bris Yudit? What's the bottom line? He says, like this. Lamatzasi b'divrei achposkim achronim mishiyafakpek was a. No one says that what we're doing all these years is no good. Originally, they didn't like it. The Ginas Fradim, 100 years afterwards, he says tznayev shel kaimo is a different one, which was accepted in parts of the world. Okay. This is Ha'ara Aleph, Perek Mem. So, Adrab, the last five lines. B'chomoko she'choshu ha'poskan li'isur, yotul aster de'chizko. U'mikong ma'yorei v'chorel d'var Hashem, v'nimna me'la'avos ki'im b'derech iska mamish, e'lezem shem chumri yaseira. Therefore, he puts all the dinim over here. You want to rely on it, you can rely on it. You want to be ma'achatav ala bracha. Top of Tarcha. From any Yochel Havas Berach Iska Mamish, Yalav Vali Shem Revachim. Lo Yimonim Bela Havas Bishem Kach. Havas Ches of the Chavetz Chaim. You gotta have Gmachim. Interest-free loans. He says like this, B'mokom She'ein Kabanos Al Ribbis. I'm not a profiteer. Ela She'yesh Chashash Al Tovas Anosh, She'yesh Namalvem, Adehalvo, Avdachat Chila,
Yesh litzmoch ala het eriska beofen amoil. You put the tovas anon, tenayar espashrus. V'lo yimone mishim kach milahos.
I'm such a big tzaddik. I will never let any money out. I won't want to have eriska. Okay.
Bum that you are. Rufabitz manenu. Shanoshim nimnor milahos. V'lo yuridas erach hakesa shepochas v'olach. And those, it was true. Galloping inflation. V'rotz on the havas b'li ribis. And the shirotz on nishmar ala erach hakesa v'lehatsim l'halvo ala dollar. Or the index, min aroy after chatchila. This mochal ahetir riska b'ofan amoil. Don't forget from Chavetz Chaim, it's a mitzvah gemilas chasadim bechina b'li shum tnei v'revach. Keep that in mind. Ad kan. Okay, this is again end of footnote aleph in Perek Mem in the Sefer Bris Yehuda. Comes the Harabeis. Guess what? A new thing. Kula pikadon. Kula pikadon. Chelkas Yaakov and Rav Moshe Sternbuch in this early Sefer Das V'Halacha. Kula pikadon. Wow, it's a great kula compared to Chasin Lul Chasin Pikadon. It's great. Why did no one else do it? Why not? Ha'arama nikeres b'm yoser. Kevan she'ena yisot ha'konas chazal. And the Ritva says the Beferish, Ein laharam b'derech kula pikadon. It's on the Ramah comments. I'll read you the words of the Ritva. V'chein em ha'esa kulo etzel b'toros pikadon gomor. Afil yikayim lo kol ha'revach shabolam en kan ribis. Ela matana de yovle. Shenibis ela b'bilve. B'zeh borur. Ela she'ein laharam b'dovazeh. The way I read it, the way the Bris Yehuda read it, the whole enterprise of kula pikadon is the harama. We'll see later. Not everyone agrees with that reading. Okay. A number of other quick comments that he has on this topic. In the Ora Yud, here's something, an interesting thing. People write in the Shtaras, they put Apitakonis Maram, but the Chavdos Yaakov, the Chassidus, it's not true. They write in the Shtar, Iska Pal Gamil Pabakon. Takonis Maram, Sosrin said, Maram didn't have a Pal Gamil, he had first Pekodin and then Milva. So he said, in the olden days, that's how it went. But today, it's a stira. So he says that he's a different nusach. He says like this, instead of saying, what should you say? You should say as follows. Better to say, Naseim kol yipu ishtori iska, abitakonis maram. Not that the whole thing is Maram. It's not Maram. Maram is Pekodin v'chakach Milvan. We have Chatzi Chatzi, what the Yipuye Koach about the Edom and the Shua, which come from the Maram Avigdah, as we saw earlier. Okay. So what are you gaining from the Maram? That language you said before. We read it before, a minute ago. Kol Eisek Tova, Schora Tova, Shiazmin, Yodenu, Behemi, Yumosav, Kodim, Lemosenu. Even they didn't say Beferish, it's called incorporation by reference. You're referring to the Maram in that sense. Also, that the Mesaska is Chayv and Shvua. Right? Chayv and Shvua. And this is found in Takonis Maram. Let's see if we can find it. Page Tuf Resh Mem. Okay. Kibalno oleinu v'ayorshenu acharenu b'cherem chomo v'shvua d'oraisa the asher l'kayim. So all these tikipuye koach that applies to us and to the yorshim, all this is found in Takonis Maram. So that's what you're referring to, incorporated by reference. Those chumras, yipuye koach for the nosein, but the fundamental instrument, we don't have Maram, we have the chatzi chatzi. It's better to rephrase it. Now it comes to a biggie.
Where are you reading from?
I was just reading the Nusach on page Tafresh Mem. It has Yosheinu in it. Okay. Now going back to, that's Perek Mem Aleph is called. Back to Perek Mem, he discusses as follows. In Ha'ora Yud Dalet, this is very important. Very important. Siv Zayin. Sorech Sheyedu Hamalva Valova in Heter Riskim Maud. What is it? I'm sorry, the average has no clue. Here's the average Jew ahead. At the risk of. Abu the Dabra magic and become Mutter. Dasa Shalah, Nibash Afi the Yevet, and a mole at the Riska, him ain't Yodim and Mavinim in at the Riska. It doesn't work even with the Yevet, suggested Shalah. Divika Machronim Ashma, any idea my Kevets with the Yevet. You don't need it with the Yevet, but the Yevet works anyway. Why? Why? You signed your name, man. You signed your name. Kevin Shachosim Ashtariska, both of them all, Mishai, Bezerah, Vishina, Deah, Amachosam. Rabbo say, anybody here ever rent an apartment? Sign a lease? Did you read it? Every last word? Who has time? That's why the landlords always win. We never read it. But since you sign your name, ever comes to them, you're going to be obligated to sign your name. So what had the risk? You don't know what. You sign your name. You sign your name, you have to do it, whether you read it, you understood it or not. That's what I said. Push-up shop. We'll get to a little bit later, maybe tomorrow, or next day, why some disagree. But the push-up shot, once you sign your name, you sign your name. But there's one exception. I think it's a correct exception. That's Bistam. Abu Masha Matsu Ilifamim. Shalova or Malva Rotsa Las at the Riska. One does and one doesn't. For Hashem Sholo Hashenu, Marin at the Riska. Ah! Matro so Romolo, Enam Machayev Klum, Rakadilas is beheter. Nere, the Luchuliama Yisu Gomeru. Because you said it's bluff. It's just in order to make it mutter. That wouldn't work. That's a good svara. As a matter of fact, we should be careful, ideally, not to write terms such as halva or ribis in the shtar iska. Lechatchila, he says. Lechatchila. Funotezvav, he says. B'di'evin mevatel hetter iska. Because he gave the terms, even though you're using bad language, but the terms are the terms of the terms. Now comes the following unbelievable thing.
What's the difference if he says he's just doing it to make a mutter? Like that he's signing his name. Why is it, even when he's just signing his name, he doesn't say that's what he's intending for it anyways?
Because a person signs his name without any explicit understanding to the contrary, so your signature is mechayev you. But if I'm about to sign my name, and you tell me, I don't want to sign. My dear friend, it's an irrelevancy. Just sign. And I sign al das kein. So you just said it's irrelevant. So it can't work.
Why does that norm should believe over the equivalent? Everybody knows that they're just doing it. Everybody knows that.
No.
There's two ways to get a mortgage. There's one way to get from a bank to the guy or from a Jew. But they have their stuff. It's the same, exactly the same thing. How could enough people norm should believe over the equivalent?
It's Ram Shebeliba over there because he wants to do it beheter. So therefore, if nothing is said and the document indicates a proper heter, we spent so much time on Chati Milva, Chati Pekodnes, Chatircha, Eidim, Shua, the whole, the Chayadim, Schok Masadim's version that we basically accept. So even though he's not a learned Jew, doesn't understand you, and the bottom line is the same as you correctly point out, but he wants to do it beheter, and there is a different instrument, and he signs his name to that different instrument. That instrument works. But what will happen? He doesn't want to sign his name. What's this slang like? I have to hire a lawyer. I'm going to hire a lawyer. So he says, my dear friend, I give you my word. This is, don't mean, it's like a schooler. It's a schooler that if you sign this, there's no Issa Ribbis. So then he's saying, Mefarishness, it's meaningless. So he said, and I'll ask any son that's meaningless. But if he didn't say that, for can't, he wants it to be meaningful. Because he's a good Jew, wants to be signed, wants to avoid his ribbis. So he doesn't know the intricacies of Shvua with Eidim, with Chatircha, with Chatzi Milva, Chatzi Pikad. He doesn't know anything about that. He knows if you do it, it's a different kind of an instrument, an investment. He knows he heard something about investments, and that's going to be mut. That's
can
enough to know.
Defend that in court, though?
Well.
Can he actually defend that claim in court? If that actually.
Will the Hetis can stand up in court?
If he only signed it because he thought it was from schools and had there some loophole, and he really just wants to do ribbis in an old-fashioned way, can he actually say, "Oh, I signed it, but I didn't actually mean it"?
I believe if you go to a secular court with that claim, you will lose.
You will lose.
Because he signed?
If you signed the name without, not this case we just discussed now, where he told him it was nothing. Stop,
he signed. No, you signed, you told him it was nothing.
The same, you go to a landlord-tenant court, and say, I signed, I didn't mean it. You will lose, my friend. The landlord will win. Because
so,
he signed your name.
So why is it not binding the case where he thinks it's, where he doesn't think, the case where we said, where the ISPA doesn't work, in the case where
he asked the other fellow, what's this? He said, don't worry about it, it's meaningless, just makes it mutter. Now, when it comes to Bezdin, if the other party admits that that's the truth, then it won't work. If he doesn't admit it, then of course it's that. Everyone can say that. But if the guy's an honest guy, he said, yeah, I told him that's true. Bezdin will say, sorry, this doesn't work. Because he signed Al Das Kain, it's meaningless. So it is meaningless. I think it's correct. Now, Rabosai, fascinating. Some heterisk is right. That Lasos Kinyan, Felichto Bishtar, Shanasa Bebezin Choshuv. Who needs, where does this come from? Where? What? Who? He explains in the Ori Yudzayin. Why? Some say, in Mishchayev Shvuah B'Mokashen Achayevob Mikiradin, that's a machlok, it's about Shutrim with the Pisket Shuman Choshen Mishpah. Yesh with the Mishum Dine Asmachta, Felochain Sara Kinyan Bebezin Choshuv. It seems to me, against what the Bris Yehuda says, I mean, he has Alter Rebbe on his side. This is very relevant, and I'll tell you in a minute why it's so relevant. He says over here on top in Siftes, the Chatchila wants to lasas gam lasas kinyan for lichto b'shtar shenatzav bezin choshev. On the bottom he says, as long as you admit bezin choshev, it's as if it did. But he didn't say with respect to kinyan. I always thought, I still think, that the same way as hodos baldin that it was a bezin choshev, hodos baldin it was a kinyan. But I have to, I'm against the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe. I don't take that lightly. So tune in, and we have a whole week to fight with the Rebbe. He says that you gotta love this. You need a Kenyan Beis Pei Mem. What does that stand for? Beis Pei Mem. Took me a minute to figure it out. You're a Lubavitch, you should know it. Bepoil Mamish. It's a Hasidish. Bepoil Mamish. You know, never heard of Bepoil Mamish. Fine, that's good. Okay, whatever it is, fine. Rabbi, we're just going to start. We have three more minutes. I'm going to have to stop in the middle of this. There's a thing called a heteriska klali. Very, very important. He gives them a history of heteriska klali. It started in the year 1924. Tarpad ha'admer milublin ha'goyin atzadik Rabbi Zriel Meir Eger. He saw how much people going on in Ribis. Unfortunately, people have a funny attitude. I'm in the last lines of page Tarkach. Funny attitude. You know what the attitude? Business is business. Rabbi, you tell me about if I forgot Yalav Yavo and how to keep Shabbos and Kashrus, Tassel Shpacha. Business is business. You think it started in America? No. It was in Lublin. A stronghold of Chassidus. How about Lublin? Tough. That was the Meir Shapiro was in Lublin in Tuf Resh Pei Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. Chachma Lublin was around that time. I don't know exactly what year it was. It was a stronghold of from Jews. Business is business, Rabbi. Crazy. So what do? She called Ish Mi Yisrael. Kishe Yaschel Asker B'Masa Matan Ilech Etzel Amor Asker B'Shibiro V'Yischayet B'Ksav Yodo. Shekol asokim sheyasim b'mos hein mashitin lachem hein mashakibu meyachem meidu al atzmo sheyash al ofan iska abedakonas chazal afim yishkach oshlo yuchal v'davah mizeh beferit v'shaz nesina sol tekirus amos. Whoa, what's the difference over here? Yishkach is one thing. You forgot. Okay. What do you mean any yochal l'davah? Why not? I won't agree. How's it going to work? Deals are the meaning of the mind. Everyone agree, how can it possibly work? How can it work? Then he says, "Uvatak ve'ech she'yispasha oz yeh al tayet eriska uvatakoni yeh mefurish she'kol mi she'yizkor ve'yeh b'yecholto yaseh b'chol pa'am et eriska miyuchot v'lo yismach ala het eriska kloli." It's only it's a backup. It's a backup. Oh, this is publicized in the Kovetz Drushim, the Gudas Rabbanim of Poland, in Shnas Tarpad, and he went to all the Gedolei Adar to give their opinions. No, they kept going, and every it's a monthly apparently. Every month, and new people started writing. And the Takuntras Takonas Rabbim, Gedolei Adar at that time. Okay, and there's here and there various Gedolei Adam whose names we don't know, but what we do know, Hagoyin of Aaron Kotle Mikletsk. Everyone knows that name in this country. So Rav Bracha was a young man at the time. He was a young man. I'm trying to figure out how old he was. This is 1924. Rav Aaron was Nifter. Rav Aaron was born in 1892, if I'm not mistaken. How old was he in 1924? 32 years old. Ah. A good Rav Aaron Kotle, he was a good. Rav Bracha, you don't become a go when you hit 60. He said, when you're 30, if you're not a Kohen at 32, don't talk about Rabbi Akiva. Don't start with the business. In today's world, we don't have 120 years. Number one, Rabbi Akiva is unique. He was a Kohen at age 32. So we have to stop now. We're out of time. Mishim tomorrow. Hopefully she'll be also regular time, or maybe a couple minutes early. And we'll try to go over to where Baron Kot had to say about the Hetzer Yisrael Kloli. Okay.
If you have to know what the Heter Iska is or understand